Hey friends, I'm Donna Amadon, your spiritual fitness coach, and today we'll be talking about the power of kindness. A few years ago, there was a woman who was only weeks away from her wedding, but unfortunately, she and her fiancé broke off the engagement, and the wedding was canceled. Well, when the bride's parents contacted the venue, they realized that there was no backing out of that hefty deposit, and yet, what happened next captured the eyes of local and national news. What happened? Well, the father of the bride, Willie Fowler, prayed and asked God for wisdom, and during the night, Mr. Fowler felt like God showed him just what to do. So, the next morning, Mr. Fowler called a local homeless shelter and told them all about his daughter's situation. He said, "We have this luxurious dinner plan, and we want to invite everyone from the homeless shelter to be our honored guests." And so, on the day when Mr. Fowler's daughter was going to get married, the homeless shelter bussed in 200 people who experienced an evening they'll never forget. They had chicken and salmon and cake and entertainment, and the kids enjoyed clowns and juggling and face painting. See, that night, the Fowler family demonstrated such a beautiful act of kindness, so beautiful that it made the heads of our nation turn. Networks like NPR, Fox News, ABC, and even the Today Show told the story, all because of one couple's act of kindness. You know, in our fast-paced, self-driven culture, it's easy to get caught up in our own world, isn't it? We get consumed with our task list, our to-do lists, our issues, our personal goals, and we can easily overlook the needs of others. But you see, kindness is not peripheral to Christianity. It is foundational, and in fact, it is rooted in the character of God. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love because He first loved us." You see, when we love others, we're not reciprocating love back to someone. Biblical kindness is when we let God's love flow through us. And 1 Corinthians 13:4 says that love is patient and that love is kind. And like we saw with the Fowlers, kindness isn't just a feeling or saying, "I love you." It is showing that love through our actions. And what's more, the person we show kindness to is not the only person who benefits. In an interview with Mr. Fowler about this act of kindness he did, he said, "There is no way to explain how it makes you feel, but it is wonderful." Or, in the words of Jesus, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, here's my challenge today. I want you to find at least one person and show them unexpected kindness. Meet a need, make a meal, give them a call, give them a gift, write them a card. Just give your time or talents. Spread God's love through kindness, and then know the joy that comes with letting His love flow through you. Now go, win today.